The Chafetz Chaim quotes from Svarim HaKadoshim. I'm not sure which ones he's referring to. But he says the Svarim HaKadoshim say that when a person passes away and goes to Shemayim to stand in front of the Beis Shemayla, so they'll place a Sefer Torah in a person's hands and start learning through each pasuk and each mitzvah. The Chafetz Chaim now says that they definitely will come to a pasuk that we're going to have in a couple of weeks, Parshas Bahar. When your brother becomes poor, and he fails with you, catch him, support him. So Rashi explains, when your brother becomes destitute, and he comes to you because he has failed to find parnasa, and he wants help, we're commanded to help him get back on his feet. Either find him a job, lend him the money he needs to start a business, or to revive his business. To climb out of debt. Rashi says that Chazal beg us to catch a person before he goes totally bankrupt and has unmanageable debt. Look out for the people and try to help them and support them so that this doesn't happen. Because after that happens, once a person totally collapses, it's very difficult, so difficult for a person to recover from that. He gives a mashal for... This is Rashi gives us mashal for Chazal, a great load balanced on top of a donkey. If it starts to slip and to shift, and you just reach out, jump and catch it, and you balance it once more, even one person can do that. But once it falls off totally to the floor, it'll take 10 people to hoist it back onto the donkey again. So catch a person before he collapses, because once he collapses, it's a much worse situation. Now this pasuk is the chiyuv to lend people money when they need it and to do everything in our power to support other Jews in their business and jobs so that they don't fail financially. When they get to this pasuk, they'll ask a person, have you kept this mitzvah? And if a person doesn't remember or just says yes, they'll remind him that one time, and they're going to say the date, a poor person who had once been well off came and knocked on your door. And he humbly requested a loan and was willing to offer a collateral, a lien, guarantors, but you refused him out of hand. This is all recorded in the Sefer Zichronos. And then they start explaining the situation to you. The man went home with the pain of rejection. But did you realize how long this man worked to build up the courage to ask you for this loan? He consulted with his wife for days, agonizing over the embarrassment of having to approach you. And he came by night, so people shouldn't see him. It would be less obvious while he's coming. He worked very hard to procure the mashkin, the collateral, the guarantors. And he also waited to make sure you weren't busy with anything and you were doing well financially. So, you know, you'd be in a good situation. But you dismissed him without a thought, without any concern for a situation. And he was brokenhearted by this refusal. He returned home empty-handed to suffer the embarrassment in front of his wife. Perhaps his children, who were aware of the difficult financial situation, and they were hoping that he would get this loan and it would relieve the financial stress in the house. And now they too break down in tears because it was like so hopeless. He didn't even give him a chance. He didn't even listen, hear him out. And they lose any hope of being helped and anyone redeeming them from this dire situation that they're in. And these cries, this pain, goes up to Hashem because Hashem suffers the pain with them. Hashem suffers the pain of every Jew. And this causes the Midas Adin to become that much stronger, and this has consequences for the whole world. And this will cause a person to be judged without mercy as well. Chas v'shalom. Now, the underlying message that the Chafetz Chaim is trying to communicate is not only that we have to do chesed and either lend money or give money to tzedakah, which we definitely do, but he's teaching us how to feel for another person, what it means to really be nice to Ba'al. When someone stands in front of you and needs our help, whether it's financial or otherwise, don't only think of the person's immediate situation as he presents it, but also think of what the person is going through as a result of the situation. Think of his embarrassment, think of his wife and his children. Think of how everyone gets affected by financial difficulty. And this is how to do true chesed. It starts with that open heart and a willingness to really make place for the other person and to feel what they feel and experience the extent of discomfort and humiliation that comes along with their predicament. And another thing I think the Chafetz Chaim seems to be alluding to is that even if for whatever reason you can't do it, give the person the respect to hear him out and tell him you'll think about it, and you'll you know, give him that much self-respect that what he says is important to you. And even you might even know that you can't do it, but it's still so much more becoming to that person to at least think about it, at least see, try. Maybe you could speak to someone else, do something in your power to help them, and that this way at least it won't be like a hopeless situation. It won't be as embarrassing, and you'll be machshav of the person. That also is included in what the Chafetz Chaim is trying to teach us here.